Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We're holding Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the last two lines on the bottom of the Amud. Where the Gemara says, "V'chol Ayin Lifta is Kipadu Yidame." You want to join us here, my friend? Somebody sits here. Chosh of a place for chosh of a person. Okay, we're in the middle of a sugya, so we have to do a quick review once again of the sugya so that we familiarize ourselves with what we're talking about. Back on Ayin Vav Omid Aleph, the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah that we had earlier about Omer Reb Shimon. Where was that Mishnah? That Mishnah was on Ayin Dalid Omid Beis. The Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kodshim Shechai Bachar Yusam, Mishalem Talib Vehei, Shein Chai Bachar Yusam, Potter. If you have a ganef, chas v'sholem a ganef. And what did he do? He stole kodshim. Depends. Were these kodshim a neder or a nedava? What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder means a person said hari a lie, or he said hari zu. What difference does that make? Because when a person says hari a lie, and after that his carbon gets lost, he's still got to bring another one, and a third one, and a fourth one, until he finally brings his carbon, because it's Hari Olai. Hari Olai means he took it upon himself that he has to bring this carbon. Masha'enken, if he looks at the carbon and says, Hari Zu, if this behemoth is still around, he'll bring it. If this behemoth gets lost, it dies, it gets stolen, what can I do? I don't have it, so I cannot go and bring it. So therefore, Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah, if a person were to go and steal chas v'sholem kodshim from somebody else, he steals somebody else's oila, somebody else's shlomim, somebody else's chatas, somebody else's carbon, if it's the type of carbon which the original balim took upon themselves b'toiras neder, therefore this carbon is very valuable to them. Why is it so valuable? Because he says to himself, if I'm going to lose this carbon, I'm going to have to spend another $100, $500 to bring another carbon. So it's what we call a dover ha-goyrim le-mamayin ke-mamayin dami. Therefore, the balim have a financial interest in this carbon. If you steal it and you shecht it, you got to pay dalet v'hei. If it's an adava where the balabas is not so concerned, if you steal it, you steal it. What can I do? He doesn't have to replace it with another behema. Therefore, if a chas v'sholem a person steals, and he were to go and do a tvicho mechira, he is potter from paying dalet v'hei. That's what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. Now, yesterday, that is 2 days in the Mishnah. Yesterday in the Gemara asked a very simple question. The Gemara asked, if you're talking about kodshim, somebody steals a ganef, steals kodshim, and then he goes and shechs it. So now the question is, where did he shecht it? If he shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally osir b'hanoah. Since it's osir b'hanoah, it's what we call a shechita she'ena re'uya, meaning that this shechita did not permit this flesh, this meat to be eaten. And said the Gemara, and we have a problem because we're talking about the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shechita she'ena re'uya, lav shma shechita. And since you're only chayev dalet v'hei if utvachoy oy mechoray, and the tvachoy means a proper halachic shechita. What means halachic shechita? A shechita that allows you to go and eat from the behema that you just shechted. If I cannot eat from it, I didn't do a tvicha. So why is the gan of chayev dalet v'hei? So therefore the Gemara says, mushdach zayim, we're not talking about that he shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he took this carbon, he brought it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and he shechted it in the Azara, like you're supposed to go and shecht karbonis. Aha. But then the Gemara asked, I have another problem. What's my other problem? I have another reason why it's a shechita she'ena re'uya. Because a shechita she'ena re'uya means that you cannot eat from this flesh, you cannot eat from the carbon until after Nishbach, until Nizrak Hadam. You have to do Zrikas Hadam. Until the Zrikas Hadam, you still cannot use this carbon. You cannot go and put the Chalovim on the Mizbeach. You cannot go and give the Chos V'Shoy to the Kahanim. The Baalim cannot eat it. You cannot do anything with this carbon until after Zrikas Hadam. So the Shechit itself is not the matter. I should call it Shechit Shein Ruya. Vait, according to Reb Shimon, you should be Potur. That was the kasha we asked Alibid Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, I have another pshat. We're not talking about bringing for a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. It turns out that this kodshim developed a mum, or it had a mum originally, Rashi said, and since it had a mum, anyway, I cannot bring it for a carbon. What do you have to do with a behem, which is a balbum, a carbon? You have to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so that's the case of Shechita Ruya. It was Godshim that had a balmum, and therefore I shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Gemara, I have a problem over there too. We're assuming, says the Gemara, that the person did not make a pidyon. He didn't go and be poided, didn't redeem it. So you still cannot eat from this behema balas mum, because there was no pidyon. And therefore, vaitet ha-shechita she'ein ra'uya lav shma shechita. Therefore, bottom line is, we started off that Reb Shimon is talking about a person who stole kodshim. That person who stole it went and shechted it, and he's chayiv dalet v'hei if it was a neder. Frek the Gemara, why is he chayiv? It's a shechita she'ein ra'uya. So the Gemara said it's either talking about, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you can eat it as a carbon. According to Reish Lakish, it's talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a balmum. In both cases, ask the Gemara, isn't it a shechita she'ein ra'uya, because the carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot eat it until after the Zrika. The carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, that was a balmum, you cannot eat from it until after you do a pidyon. So I should say, Tashchita Shein Ruya, Lav Shmo Shchita, you should be potur. Seymour answered yesterday, Lagabe, the case of Rabbi Yochanan Kola Oymed Lizroi Kizorak Dami, since right after the Shchita, what do the Kahanim do? They've been mekabel the dam. They moilach. They bring the dam to the mizbeach. Somebody does this rika. So this is something that happens almost, wouldn't say instantaneously, but it happens very, very quickly after the shechita. And that's the whole purpose of the shechita. Is the hashechita and the zrika is bound to happen very, very shortly. It's as if it took place already. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So therefore, I don't have a problem, according to Reb Yochanan, that he went and shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. But I have a problem still, according to Reish Lakish, in the case of the shechita b'chutz by Bali Mumin, don't you have to go and make a pidyon? So the Gemara said, "Kolayimid lizrik kizorek dami, kolayimid liftois kipodui dami." So the lizrik kizorek dami, we already brought a raya yesterday, and now we're up to the kolayimid liftois kipodui dami. Two lines from the bottom, I involve amid beis yokti yivar. I'm going to bring a raya now. The makor of Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon holds kolayimid liftois, anything which is ready, willing, and able for purpose of the pidyon is kipodi dami. It's as if the pidyon already took place, decided like we learned in the Brice. The Pshimon Oimer, para, we're talking about a para aduma, metame tumas oichlin. What's the metame tumas oichlin? If, for instance, a sheret touches it, a nevela touches it, other oichlin tamein touch it, the para aduma flesh can be mekabel tuma. Hoyle? Because it had a shasa kosher. What means it had a shasa kosher? So remember, we said yesterday in the Gemara that Reb Shimon holds, it says in the Pasuk, Mikola oichal asheyochel asheyovei olav mayim yitma. So the Gemara asks, why does that say Mikola oichal asheyochel? Of course, Mikola oichal. Oichal means food. Asheyochel, that will be eaten. No, food is eaten. But what is asheyochel? So the Gemara says it has to be something which is ro'ui la'achila. So what our Gemara is telling us is that even though a paraduma is in a sense like a carbon, although it's brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's similar to a carbon in certain respects, and therefore normally you could not eat from the Parah Aduma meat. However, there are times that you can eat from the Parah Aduma meat, and therefore since you can, it had a Shasa Kosher, it's called an Oichel, Nikol Oichel Ashegi Yochel, and it can be Mekabel Tuma. We'll get back to this in a second. On to the Yomar. The Yomar Reish Lakish. Oymar Yerub Shimon. When do I have a situation where a Parah Aduma had a Shasa Kosher? Because Parah Niftis Al Gabe Marachosa. What does it mean, Al Gabe Marachosa? So Rashi explains that you don't go and bring a Parah Aduma inside the Beis HaMikdash. You bring it in Yerushalayim on the Har HaZeisim, facing the opening to the Beis HaMikdash, facing the opening to the Heichal, across the street, so to speak, on the other side of the Har HaZeisim, facing the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens if you have a Parah Aduma that was now geshochten in that spot? You have not burned the Parah Aduma yet into Efer, and now the person decides to go and change his mind. I don't want this to be a Parah Aduma after all. Then why would a person go and change his mind? Zok Rashi, Imotza acheres yofa mimena. What happens if after they shechted the por aduma, they found a nicer one, a bigger one, a nicer, prettier one, a handsome one, ich weiß. They found a nicer por aduma, and therefore they decided, no. We want to do Vakodesh Baruch Hu the best. And therefore, we're going to go and take the better one now for the Pora Aduma.
Why are they Mishas Pisah? Can't you just do both?
That's a very, very good question. In fact, when I was learning it yesterday, I was learning it with one of the Chabri Yekaru, Reb Chaim Aryeh Bik, and he says, Reb Chaim Yankovic, he says he looked all over, he didn't find an answer to that question. Why could you have two? After all, Pora Aduma, from time to time, you finally used up all of the Eifah and all of the water, you have to go and bring another Pora Aduma. So, so you have two.
Or 7 or 8 in all Jewish history?
Exactly.
Nine.
Anybody? Do I hear 10? I hear 10 of mine.
Nine. So yes, you have a reserve. You have inventory.
I agree. If you find an answer to that question, please let us know. But anyway, bottom line is, getting back to our Gemara, the assumption is that if you find a better one, this will be, in a sense, rejected. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You're going to go and eat it like a regular food. How can I go and eat it with regular food? You have to be poid it. Look at the top, Rashi. V'yomer Eish Lakish. Eizu shas ha-koisha. What's the shas ha-koisha we're speaking about? Hoysala, top Rashi. The oimer hoy Reb Shimon. Pora niftis afilu nishkata al gabi marachosa. A pora you can go and be poid it even after the shechita, when you've shechted al marachosa on its place. Kamishpat, the way you're supposed to do it. In Matzah Cheres Yafim Imena, you're allowed to go and be poided. V'zehu Shas HaKoshish, that's what the Gemara meant on the Amud Aleph, that the Pora Aduma is Metametum HaSoichim, because it had a Shas HaKoshish. V'avogav be the Loim Niftis. Even if it turns out at the end that you didn't find a nicer one, a better one, a plumper one, and you're going to use this one. However, since Afilahachi, since there was a period of time during which you could have been poided, Mishavli Ochla, it becomes like an Oichel Hoyel Veruya Liftois, since it was Roy, it was suitable, it was worthy for pigeon. Therefore, what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us is, Reb Shimon says that a Pora Aduma can be Makabel Tummas Oichlin, because at some period of time, small window, had you found an Acheres Yofa Himena, what would you have done? You would have been poided. So it was royal opinion. If it's royal opinion, therefore it had a Shasa Koshin to become regular edible meat, and therefore it's Makabel Tummas Oichlin, says Igmura Alma. What do I see from this? Just like we said yesterday, Koloimid Lizrik is Orik Dami, Koloimid Liftoiske Podi Dami. The Koloimid Lizrik is a little easier to understand than the Koloimid Liftois, because every single carbon is Oimid Lizrik. That's the major matter of the carbon. Without the Zrikas Adam, the whole carbon is worthless. But not every Paraduma is Oimid Liftois. So you have to say what the Gemara means to say is that just in case you were to find a Motza Acheres Yofim Imena, that under those circumstances you would be poided. And in fact, one of the Rishonim says not only that you could and would, but you should be a mitzvah to be poided, because you should always use the best carbon, the best, exactly, you should use the best Pora Aduma. That still doesn't answer your question, why can't you have two? But Lamaisa, you should always have the best one. So therefore, in such a circumstance, the original Pora Aduma will be Oimed Liftois, it's kep hodoi dami, and therefore we have now the teretz to the kasha that we asked yesterday on Reish Lakish. What do we ask? According to Reish Lakish, why does the ganef have to pay dalid vehei? We're talking alibid de Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, yoni chayiv on a shechita ru'uya. Here I don't have a shechita ru'uya. Why not? Because it's a balmum and I didn't do the pidyon yet. So at the time of the shechita, there was no pidyon, and therefore it's not a shechita ru'uya. Says, you're right. But since shortly thereafter, had there been one which was nicer, you would have done a pinyon. So therefore it's kepadu dami, and therefore the shechita is shechita ru'uya after all. Again, it's not as easy a flow as the case of the shechita of a carbon, the Beis Mikdash, where it's an automatic thing. You always have to do a zrika, and every carbon is oimed lift, right? Not every paraduma is oimed lift. It's only a paraduma where you nimtze yafa haymena. So therefore, you have to say that's the case where it's oimed lift, it's kipari dami, and that's why Reish Lakish says it's a shechita aruya. Yeah?
Don't you have to have hamada or aracha when you do pidyon? I mean, how could you do pidyon if something is geshafted? Yeah. Unless you shech the animal. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's outside the parasha of pigeon, isn't it?
So the question you asked was addressed already by Rashi yesterday. If you go back to the Rashi on Ayin Vav Omid Beis, Rashi about 6-7 lines at the top, Kol Oymin Liftois. Do you have that?
Yes.
So it's Rashi. Ubali Mumin Kipduyim Damu. Hoyul Vesoif Lekach. Kol Oymin Liftois Kipon. Says Rashi, Ube Bali Mumin Meikoron Askinan. Meikoron means that they were born Bali Mumin. In other words, born with some sort of congenital defect. One second. The Ibisha Kodam Hegdashinus Mumin. Because if you're talking about, no, by a regular animal, I was makdish it for a carbon, and only after that it developed a mum, it tripped, it broke its nose, it broke its toes, it broke an arm, a leg, whatever. And therefore, kodem hekdeshes is mumen, sulei chozi lepinjoy mishin ishchatu. After the shchitu, you can't be poided any more. The shamin and leather of shim and lakish leave the shim and bishmaitim basrais and mesechthus tura, kachim is beach bachlal. But that's staff goodbye a carbon with kodam hegdeshinus mumen. Al bal mumen yikaroi is moida. So therefore, the case of Reish Lakish is talking about a person that was makdish, an animal that was already a bal mumen yikaroi. One at a time. And therefore, after you're finished shechting it, you can still make a pidyon, even though normally you need a mava racha, but that's not the case over by an animal that was already a baal mumeikar. So now Barry wants to ask her, that's very good, you're talking about a regular hegdish, but here you're talking about a paraduma. So apparently by paraduma, it's also not, doesn't require a mava racha, because notice Rashi said, kochim is beyach. And therefore, as we know, paraduma is not brought on the mizbeach, even though it's a shtickel carbon. What a call bad guy, it's called whatever you like, but therefore apparently it doesn't require a mudva rach, otherwise you'd have a real strong kash. Yeah, next question.
One last question.
You're entitled to 12 more.
No, I know it's not the Gemara is short, but the commentary is long. Except for a Bechor,
yes.
How could you ever have Mekadish something with a Baal Mum? Because a Baal Mum, what statement? I'm Mekadish this Baal Mum for a Korban.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, but it's a Baal Mum.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it accomplish? What Kedusha does it have if I'm Mekadish a Baal Mum?
It has the Kedusha that, just like this table, can you Makdish this table to go and make a Hegdish?
Not for Bedek Abayas, not for the Mizbeach.
Fine, good. So you Makdish the Behemoth for.
She's there, Kedusha is. Possibly.
Whatever it does, and then afterwards you say, but what the Gizbar says, what am I going to do with the Behemoth Baal Mum? I can't bring up a carton. I can't have it standing around here in the Lishkas Agazis or inside the Beis HaMikdash. What am I going to do with it? Just like I'm going to say, sell this table, I'm going to go and sell the animal. That's the pidyon, and you'll take that money and use it to go and buy another carbon or something else. Anyway, I thought you were going to ask a different question totally, and that is, everybody knows that one of the major reasons why a Pura Aduma is called a choik is because it's metayer tamayim and metamei tahoyrim. Oh, so you're telling me that Paraduma on its own is Metameh Torim. So I was like, what is Reb Shimon Muchinzach over here, that a Parah Metameh Tumas Ochlin, Hoyl V'Hoysel Shasa Koisha, forget about Tumas Ochlin. Automatically, every single Paradum automatically is Metameh Tahoyrim.
This is busted. This is not burnt ashes.
So you're saying maybe only after the ashes?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not the way the Rishonim learn, because that's why you have these long Toises in that address that. In fact, the way Toises answers the question, Toises quotes Rashi, not Rashi over here, but Rashi in Chulin, who asks this Kasha, and he gives a test. I'm not going to learn the entire Toises, but we can learn it. It's the second part, the two. Pore Saduma is here on.
There's two on, they found a better one.
Exactly. So you have, that's why the second one is much larger. So the second Pora, which is a third down the Omid, you see Toises asks, Hikshib Kuntris, back on Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph, Freight Rashim Perik Oisves Vanoi Mesechsis Cholin, Lamali Kabbalah Tuma, typically the Higufa Metame Odomu Begodim, forget about being Mekabal Tuma from somewhere else. It inherently has a din of Metame Odomu Begodim. The Tiris. A very interesting hechatzimtza. Shechipo pachos mikibeya botzek. You're talking about that you have, besides the paraduma, you have botzek. Botzek means dough. And you use that dough to cover over the paraduma. In a sense, lahavdil if you want. If you ever go to these fancy chasanas, you can go and get franks and blanks, like they call it. So you can get paraduma also in blanks. That it had some botzik around it. Now the botzik around it was less than a kibbeah. Aha. and you want this, you want to know whether this botzik will be makabel tumah. So for instance, if a sheret were to go and touch this botzik, holds Rashi in Masechtas Chulin, then since it's less than a kebeya, it doesn't have a shear to makabel tumah. However, in Mishavas la'oichel, if you're going to go and say that the paraduma is also oichel, and together with the botzik, together with the paraduma, now I have enough a shir kebeya together. Mitzar b'adi botzik umekabel hay botzik tuma em yiga betuma umetam eshar oichlin. V'ilav oichelu. If you're going to go and tell me the paraduma itself is not an oichel, loy mekabel hay botzik. Why? Because it wouldn't go mekabel tuma. The less bei shiura chinog b'kein oichel machenim it's toheirim hein sheinogim aveila ele b'botzik ad kan lishoinim. So therefore, what Rashi is telling us, what Tosis is quoting, is a very interesting Hecha Timtza. Avad and Avad, the paraduma is metami on its own. Adam ubegodim. Why do we care whether it has a din of Tumas Ochlin? It's metami with another oichel that doesn't have a shear, that you add the two together. The botzik that doesn't have a shear, the paraduma, which together now has a shear kebeya, if he say it has a Tosis oichel, then the botzik can also metame tumas achim. If it doesn't, it's not mitzarif, and the botzik would be tohar and would not be tame. Obviously, it's not so simple, and that's why Tosis continues on for quite a few lines, and that we leave the rest of the Tosis for homework. But anyway, bottom line, Rabbosai, is we have finally answered the kasha raised by the Gemara yesterday, Toira Belazar. How, according to Reb Shimon, would you have a case of a person stealing kodshim and shechting it and be chayev dalet vehei? Ay b'shach shchita shchita she'ena re'uya. So we had the teretz of Reb Yochanan, we had the teretz of Reish Lakish. The teretz of Reb Yochanan was he shechs it inside the Beis Hamikdash for a good korban. Ay, there was no zrika yet. It's still a shchita she'ena re'uya. And the answer is, kolayim ed lizrika zarek tami. Since Reish Lakish, we're talking about a case of a balmum that you shechs it outside the Beis Hamikdash, but you still need a pigeon. Kolayim ed liftoy skip podu. So now we're up to the third line, top of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan le'Amid Reb Shimon Lakish. Both Tirutzim are good Tirutzim, but Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz is a little bit better than Reish Lakish's Teretz. Why? The Kabbalah Loik Maasdis and I feel a bit Tzmiman. Rabbi Yochanan could say, of course I could learn the Pshat of Bali Mumin like Reish Lakish did, but says Rashi Shinuy Dechikehi. That's a bit of a Doichik Pshat. Why is it a Zoychik Pshat? Because when a person goes and steals Kachim, you think in your mind of Kachim that are a Ru'uyin li Karev on the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. You don't think about Karbonis which have been disqualified because they become Bali Mumin. So therefore I'd rather go and talk about Hegdish which is qualified than rather Hegdish which is disqualified. Therefore I prefer the Tmimim Pshat. El Reish Lakish my time Yom Kerbi Yechon. Why didn't Reish Lakish learn Rabbi Yechon's pshat? A person stole Hegdish and he shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash. Amalach zok to Reish Lakish utvachai oy macharai. The pasuk says ki yidna kiignayv ish shar oyseh utvachai oy macharai kal heicha de isa mamachira isa betvicha v'chal heicha de lesa mamachira lesa betvicha. By having the Tvoch and Mechari together, the Torah is making a Hekish. The only time a Ganeth is Chayiv Dalet Vehei on a Tvicha, if he would be Chayiv Dalet Vehei on a Mechira. The only time a person would be Chayiv Dalet Vehei on a Mechira, if he'd be Chayiv Dalet Vehei on a Tvicha. So an animal has to have both possibilities, Tvicha or Mechira. Behani Kachim, if a person steals Kachim, Hoyel the chimaz bin kachim loy havi mechira. If a person wants to go and sell kachim, it's not a mechira. Therefore, less than betvicha. Now, what does it mean that you cannot go and sell kachim? If I have, for instance, an oila, I Reuven have an oila, and I want to sell my oila to Shimon, I cannot sell it. Why can't I sell it if Shimon is willing to buy it? So l'chol you can go and say because what benefit will he have from this carbon oila? It's not going to be Olu for him anyway, it's only going to be Oila for Reuven. So what has he accomplished? Rashi, however, adds another dimension to it. And Rashi says that the reason why it's considered to be Lehav Mechira, says Rashi, about seven lines at the top, the Ein Kochim Tamimim Yoitzim Lechulin. You can go, even if you could sell it in theory, however, the Mechira itself will not allow it to become Chulin. You have to be Poydin. Of course, to be Poydin, you have to have a Mum. You could sell a balmum, you could be poided, and you can go and shech the balmum. So you can have both tvachoi or mechorei. However, the gabi kodshim, you cannot be poide kodshim tamimim, so therefore you cannot sell them late seis lechulim. You could go theoretically sell it if somebody's willing to pay you a dollar for kodshim, even though he's not going to get any benefit from it. So presumably that would be a mechira. But a tachlis dika mechira that should have some benefit to the recipient and to the buyer would only be if it's yoytzel chulin. It's not yoytzel chulin since it's tamim. And therefore, if a ganef wanted to go and sell kodshim tamimim, he would not be able to. He wouldn't be over the din of the mechorei. He wouldn't have to pay dalad behe. Ah, zokta chrish lokish. Since the Torah puts the two together, tvachoi oy mechorei, where you can have a mechira, you can have a tvicha. Where you cannot have a mechira, you can't have a tvicha. Vahani kodshim hoy lechimazbin, kodshim loy have a mechira, less than the tvicha. And that's why I don't hold up Rabbi Yochanan Steretz of shechting the kodshim in the beis ha-mikdash. Where did we find this svara, this din of Reish Lakish? They go lishita sam to Itmar. Ha moicha treifa. The moicha treifa is like the reverse, the if you will, like the mirror image of the person who's being treveyach kodshim. Just like Reish Lakish says, you can't go and sell kodshim, but theoretically you can go and shecht kodshim. But kivan she'ena b'mechira ena b'tvicha. Here by treifa, you cannot go and shecht it. Of course, you can shecht it, but it won't have a status of a tvicha, a libed reb shimon, because it's a shechita she'ena re'uya. And therefore, what happens if a person decided not to go and person stole the treifa? He's not going to go and shecht it because he knows according to reb shimon it's going to be shechita she'ena re'uya. So therefore, he goes and sells the treifa. Will he be chayv now dalet v'hei? Yeah, why not? You can go and sell a treifa. Even though according to Reb Shimon, it's impossible to be chayiv dalad v'hei if you shecht a treifa. Why? Because it's going to be a shechita she'ena re'uya. Treifa means, it's not like we call things treif, right? Some milk falls into the chum. Oh, it's treif. It's not treif, it's basa b'cholim. The word treif over here means that the animal has certain defects in it, congenital defects, or defects because it swallowed a nail and the nail punctured a lung, punctured the liver, punctured the stomach, whatever. It had a sirch in the lung. Whatever the 18 treifas Mishnah will have in Masechtas Chulin in the third perek, the treifas, the Mishnah lists 18 different things that causes an animal to become a treifa. So Avgav the lesser betvicha, you can go and shecht it from today to tomorrow with the best shoychan and the best chalif. It's never going to be kosher to eat because it's treifa. It's Avgav the lesser betvicha. Okay, so you can't go and be treveach. You can't go and shecht the treifa. But isim b'chim, you can go and sell it. That's not a problem to go and sell. And that's why zukter b'yoychan on your chayiv dalet. Hey, Reish Lakish am a potter. Came the lesser betvicha, lesser b'chim. Oh, that's the same Reish Lakish. V'azel tamaya. Reish Lakish says you have to be able to buy any behema that you steal. You're only over and have to pay dalad v'hei by tvicha if you can do a mechira. And you only have to pay a dalad v'hei by mechira if you can do a tvicha. So therefore, getting back to our case of the kodshim, since you cannot do an effective mechira that should be yoytze l'chulin, that's why you're not chayiv on shechita either. Same thing l'gabei treifa. Since you cannot do an effective shechita l'gabei treifa because it won't be a shechita re'uya for achila purposes, therefore you cannot do a mechira according to you. You can do a mechira, but you won't be chayiv dalad v'hei according to Reish Lakish. Yes, Barry.
Even a shechita of a treifa is retired the buser from
you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So if you're saying a shechita of a treifa is no good because you can't eat the meat, it does have some effect.
You're 1,000% right.
But
for purposes of Reb Shimon, shechita re'uya means shechita re'uya to be able to go and eat from the flesh, as opposed to that it's not metame because of nevela. We had this gemara, if you remember, about 8 or 9 or 10 blad ago. Rabbi Cohen was here. He spoke about this at length. What happens if a person goes and shechs chas v'sholem on Shabbos? Okay, so what's the din? Are you allowed to go and eat from the flesh or not? So, shechita re'uya, you're not allowed to go and shecht on Shabbos. However, even though you can't go and eat from it, but doesn't it take away the tumas nevela from it? Tumas nevela taka takes away. Lagabi that you might call shechita re'uya, but definition according to Pshim, shechita re'uya for our purposes, a shechita which is matir ba'achila, and if it's a treif, it's not matir ba'achila.
And just one last nekuda on Reish Lakish. So if a person steals an animal, steals a set, shechs it himself, since he can't sell it to himself, he didn't sell it to himself, but he shechted it himself, is that taking him out of the parsha of Dalai Vahey? Since it wasn't in a machira situation, because he instead of giving it to a shochet, to shech Torah, he shechted it himself.
Right.
Would that eliminate this according to Rav Shimon? Since it's not a machira situation. You can't sell it to yourself. Therefore, if you shecht it yourself, you should also be pater.
The hekish that you're asking about the Gemara Taki used in the other direction. Clearly, if the person shechs it himself, he's chayv. There's no question about that. What the Gemara says, however, is that just like mechira ayidei acher, same thing as tvich ayidei acher. The Gemara wanted to tell us with that the halacha of that you're chayv d'alav behei, even if you appoint a shliach. Oh, I would think it's got to be tvachoy that he has to do it himself. So the Gemara said, just like mechira, you have to have somebody else to go and buy it from you. A seller can't sell something to himself,
right,
unless he's trying to commit some sort of tax fraud or something like that. But otherwise, you can't go and sell something to yourself. So therefore, just like mechira requires somebody else, you could have a tvicha through somebody else as well. Therefore, the Gemara said, if a person goes and shechs an animal b'Shabbos, if he shechs it himself, he won't have to pay dalad behay. Why? Kam d'ramine. However, if he appoints a shliach to go and shecht, he will be chayiv dalad behay, and the shliach will be chayiv on the Isra and Shabbos. Mor says, why does the work, the avoid the shechita of the shliach, why do you attribute that to the mishaleach? I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Says he, Mor, this is an exception to the rule, just like by me'ila, shechita is the same thing, l'gabi shechita of a ganef, because of the mechira ayidei acher, also you have shechita ayidei acher. But it's not that you're required to have ayidei acher, it means that you could also be chayiv ayidei acher. But certainly if he does it himself, he's certainly chayiv. Not in the case of Shabbos, but throughout the week. A person stole kilayim. He didn't steal a shor. He didn't steal a seh. He stole kilayim. Kilayim, of course, as you know, is a hybrid. The particular hybrid that we're talking about over here, says Rashi, is a mixed breed of from the sheep family and from the goat family. You had a Mr. Lamb with a Mrs. Goat, or you had a Mr. Goat with a Mrs. Lamb. And they got together, and they had a child, and that child is Kelayim. You stole that Kelayim Utvach, and you shechted it. Chas v'shalom, yechayiv dalad behei. If a person went and stole a treifa, and he sold it, mishalim tashlumei abo b'chamish, you have to pay dalad behei. Now the question is, why by the case of Kelayim and the case of treifa, why does the Braisa split it up? By the Kelayim, he says that he went and he shechted it. By the Treifa, he went and he sold it. Why don't you say by both? He had Kelayim and he had Treifa, and he either shechted them or he sold them. Why do we split it up between the Kelayim and the Treifa? This is Tzvicha, this is Mechira. Okay, so Lechoyra, I have no choice, my La Reb Shimon. It must be going according to Reb Shimon. Why does it have to go according to Reb Shimon? Because according to Rabbanon, even if a person were to go and shech the treifa, he'd be chayiv dalad vehei. So why does the Brice only talk about selling a treifa? Oh, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, if you go and shech the treifa, you're going to be potv in dalad vehei because it's a shechita she'ena ra'uya. But you can go and sell it even though you can't go and shech it. Is yok the Yimara, freit Reb Yochan Trish Lakish, my love, isn't this Brice Reb Shimon? Alma, what do we see from this Brice? Even though you cannot go and shecht a treifa, but isa mechira you can sell a treifa. And didn't we just had a moment ago, going back 10 lines, the itmar hamoicha treifa ledib Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan b'chayv Rishlokish Shama potter. If you sell a treifa, you potter. And the price it says treifa mechari yochayv. And the price is obviously going according to Reb Shimon because it's going according to Rabbanon. Why is it only isolate the case of Mechira? Why isn't it talk about the case of Tvicha? Amalei says Reish Lakish nishkefelech loy Rabban. The price, in fact, is Rabbanon and not Reb Shimon. Ah, you ask the Rabbanon, treifim mechira isa bezvicha lesa. According to Rabbanon, you can even go and shecht a treifa, not only sell a treifa. So why is it switch? Then am I going to tell me it's Reb Shimon? Then kilayim betzvicha isa mechira lesa. Why does the Braisa begin? Gone of Kilayim Utvacha. He went and he shechted Kilayim. By Kilayim for sure. both Tvicha and Mechira apply. You can go and Shecht Kalayim. Shechtach in the Brayse, you Shecht Kalayim, you Chayav Dal Vein. You certainly can go and sell Kalayim. So why does the Brayse go and isolate Kalayim Tvicha? Elamayr B'Shimon, Kalayim Tvicha, Isim Mechira Lesa. Elatonas Tvicha, Vuadin Le Mechira. Eimel Rabbanan Nami, Tvana Mechira, Vuadin Le Tvicha. What Reb Shimon says to the Rabbanan, what Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan is, Rabbi Yochanan, you thought you had a knockout kasha against me, because you had a conclusive rai that this price is Rabbi Shimon. What's the rai Rabbi Shimon? Because of the fact that it says, by treifa mechira, and doesn't say tvicha. No. It's going according to Rabbanan. And it could have said treifa, both mechira and tvicha. So why does it say treifa only mechira? Just like kilayim, it only says tvicha. Everybody agrees that according to everybody, according to Rabbanan and according to Reb Shimon, by kilayim could have said both tvicha and mechira, but that didn't bother you that by kilayim it only said tvicha. So don't let it bother you. This is treifa mechira. Who I did? In other words, the price is not being precise. But both kilayim and treifa could have said tvicha, could have said mechira. No problem. It goes according to the Rabbanan. Back to Reish Lakish. Hi, my. The terrace that you just gave now doesn't work. Why not? If you're going to tell me that the price goes to Reb Shimon, which is the posh Reb Shat and the price, I did a ton of trade for Bechadah, ton of Kelayim Bechadah. The price is being, if you will, poetic in style. Since in the case of Treifa, I can only talk about Mechira, I cannot talk about Tvicha, because it's going contra Shimon, it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. So therefore, Treifa, I only have a case of Mechira, and Kelayim, I also talk about Tvicha. I could talk about both of them, sure. But since Treifa is one case, Kelayim is one case, each one, I didn't tell it, Treifa B'chada, tell it Kelayim B'chada. In other words, you have consistency in style, each one has only one case. Eliyam is Rabbanan, if you can tell me, the Rabbanan are the is the actual author of this braisa, said Nervinu Nisnino. Let's go and bring both the Reish and the Seif and congeal them together, merge them, fuse them together, and let it say in the braisa, Gonav, Kelayim, or Treifa, Tvachan, Umacharan, and he went and shechted them, or he went and sold them, and all came Shalom Dal Shem with Alva Chamisha. Wouldn't that be much more logical according to the Rabbanan? So Timur Kasha, Tusataka, Shvira Kasha on Reish Lakish. It's not a knockout kasha. You could still learn bedoichik the way Reish Lakish is learning, but certainly it's a big doichik, and that's why it's a kasha. Good, so now we've concluded this discussion of Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish, all of which we started yesterday to figure out why Reb Shimon holds by a neidu yechayiv dalavei, and by a nedovi yepata dalavei, talking about that he stole kodshim. Kodshim, if it was a neidu, it's a dava garim l'mama kimamun dami, ay to shchita shener uya, so he had to say kalayim lizrik kizorek dami, kalayim lifzik kibadli dami, and then we got on to the additional question, why didn't Reish Lakish learn like Reb Yochanan? Because Reish Lakish says, if he can't go and sell kodshim, he can't go and be over dalad vehei on shechting kodshim, and then we had a machlek to be echnei shlokish in this brisa, and now we start on something a little bit new in the sense that this brisa just spoke about the gun of kilayim utvacha. Frey tiyamara kilayim sexiv. It says in the pasuk ki ignoiv ish shor oise utvachai oy mecharai. What do you have to pay? Chamisha vaka tachas hashor and arba tzoyin tachas aseh. So now, obviously the Torah is only specifying shor v'seh. What happens if a person, for instance, went and stole a chicken, and he shechted the chicken, or a goose, or for that matter, any one of the chayis, ayol, tzvi, v'yachmor, venison, or any other kosher species? Would there be a din of dalad v'hei? And the answer is no. It's only shor oiseh.
You introduced it as Mrs. Goat or Mr. Goat, and yeah. The opposite gender.
You don't like that?
No, because you're saying seh, so seh is not goat, seh, it's tone. Would include both Seh and Ezeh. But Seh is...
The reason why I said it that way is because we're going to talk about shortly Kilayim with a non-kosher animal. Okay. Where one of them is a Mr. Pig or Mrs. Pig. Or Mr. Horse or Mrs. Horse. Okay? Okay. I'm not horsing around.
No, but it says Seh in the Pasuk, it's not saying Tzom. Seh is a subset of Tzom. So how could you
is
have
that good
a,
or bad?
So how could you have a Kilayim if you said Seh? How do you have Kilayim with Seh?
Are you asking how you can physically have kalayim? Physically have kalayim, you go and take a member of the sheep family, and you take from the goat family, and you mate them together.
Goat is not a set, goat is an ace. That's my question. The thing is, So earlier you started pushing off, I thought, oh, it's all tzon. But now that you're quoting the pasuk, you're reminding me it's seh. Seh is a subset of tzon. So how can you have a climb?
That's the Gemara's kasha. Right, Gemara, how does it say in the Brisa that if you stole Kelayim and you shechted it, you have to pay dollar the hay? Sexiv. Seh means literally a seh, a shepsel from the lamb and sheep family, not from the goat family. That's Gemara's kasha. V'yomarava. Okay, so what happens if you were going to tell me, says lav dafka? Maybe says a broader category. No, V'yomarava, Rava said zibana av. Wherever it says the word seh in the Torah, it's a bona av. You see the word seh, automatically you read in your mind, it should register. Now, where does Rava's original seh come from? He says, zeh bona av, komokir shenema seh. So that's in fact a machloikis harishoinim. It's not so much in our sugya, it's more in brought in mesechtes, tmura mesechtes chulin, out in kodshim. However, we have machloikis exactly which one of the psukim it is. One learns that the pasuk is from a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem. We're going to lay in another 2 or 3 weeks. It says in the pasuk, as you know, Re'eh is a repetition of a lot of the halachas that you have in Parshas Shmini, where it lists the kosher and non-kosher species of animals as well as species of oifis. So it says in the pasuk, Zoisa behema asher techelu. Shor, say ksavim v'say izim ayol utzvi v'yachmor, etc., etc. So it says in the pasuk zayis v'heim asher techelu. Shor, say ksavim v'say izim. Freit of them, Rava. Why does it have to repeat the word seh twice? It could have said say ksavim oy izim. Oh, by repeating the word seh, comes to tell you seh davka, and any ella hoitzi as a kalayim, it comes to exclude kalayim. If you see the word seh in the Torah, remember, seh and not kelayim. That's one limud according to some. Others say that the rai is from a pasuk in Parshas Boy, where it says for the Korban Pesach, you have to go and say, hey, take a seh. That seh means it's got to be dafka seh, lohoitzi es hakelayim. So, whichever pasuk you learn, bottom line is, if you see the word seh in the Torah, it's got to be a pure bread seh and not kelayim. How does the braisa that we learned on the middle of the Yomid, the braisa that Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha to Reish Lakish on, a person stole kilayim, kilayim meaning a hybrid of two minim together. In our case, Rashi said it was talking about a lamb together with a goat, were mated, and now you have a child. If a person stole that child, what's the din? Yechai batvicha mechira dalad vehei. Frank Timura, why? The Torah says, seh. Whenever it says seh, the Torah, ain't elahoitzi as a kilayim. Every more shani yachad yamakra oi. L'rabis is a kilayim. Says in the pasuk, shor oi seh. It could have said shor viseh. And even though shor viseh sounds like shor and viseh, but that gets you into the machloikis the Rav Shas between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yoinison, whether oy is lechalik or not lechalik. So this one, the Yama holds, oy is l'rabis is a kilayim. The extra word oy comes to include kilayim. So therefore, even though the pasuk says kinyanah is shor oi seh means shor or seh or kilayim. Okay, that's the limit. And therefore, this limit supersedes what Rava was saying, Zebana Av, Komokish Nemer Seh. If you didn't have a special limud, a special riboy, you're right. But this is a special riboy, L'rabis is a kalayim. Frank Timor Bechol Oi, L'rabisu. Oi comes to add. Oi comes to subtract. Oi vei. Where do I know that? Vatan, you have another braisa. This is a pasuk that we lay always on Yom Toidin. Shar ayichesav ayeski valei vayishives yom tachas imoy umyem eshmini v'hala yerotze lekarban ishe laha shem. Anytime you have a new animal that's born, you cannot immediately bring for carbon. 7 days it has to be together with its mommy. Yom eshmini v'hala, starting on day 8, you can go and bring it for a carbon. Okay. Now send the pot to shar ayichesav ayes. What about if I didn't want to bring a shar ayichesav ayes? I wanted to bring Kelayim, a hybrid from both a Kesev and an Eis together. Person mated from the sheep family together with the goat family. He produced a hybrid called Kelayim. Can you bring that for a carbon? Zokta Braisa 9, Shari Chesev, Pratle Kelayim. Oy eis prat l'nidme. What's that? Nidme. Nidme is a very, very strange situation. Rashi says it's talking about both the mommy and the daddy happen to be from the same min. For instance, they're both from the sheep family, or they're both from the goat family. But the child that's born has the complexion and the figure as if it was from the other family. So Mr. and Mrs. Lamb and Sheep got together, married, and they had a child that looked just like a goat. Or Mr. and Mrs. Goat got married and they had a child that looked just like a sheep. That's what's called a nidma. Did this ever happen in history? I don't know. But were this to happen, Zok the Pasuk, it's disqualified, even though it's not a kelaim, it's not a hybrid. It had kosher parents, Mr. and Mrs. Goat, Mr. and Mrs. Sheep, but because it looks different, no good. If you look at the Rashi about 10 lines from the bottom, Pratli kelaim the pasul the carbon nidme the ainer doimli over v'loyli imoy sheba me ayil v'rochel. Ayil is the male, the rochel is the female, both from the sheep family. The doimli is nevertheless looks like a goat. Can you imagine? Bringing it into human terms, you have a Caucasian man, Caucasian woman get together, and they have a child that's black. So that's very strange. But if it were to occur, it's prat l'midme that it would not be a kosher carb. What do I see from this? That the very same oy that I'm using over here, the gabi shor oy se, in the case of a carbon, I use the shor oy chasev prat l'kelayim. Is the oy vey is oy l'rabois is oy l'mayet. It really depends on the context. What does that mean? If you were to mate a shor and a set together, even no matter how many times you want to, it's not going to be able to produce a prodigy or progeny. It won't be able to have, prodigy is different. Progeny wouldn't be able to produce a child. Why can the two together not produce a child? Says Rashi, because the gestation periods are different. A behemah gasa shor has a gestation period of 9 months. The havdil, just like human beings. Same thing, the gabia behemah daka, not 9 months, but 5 months. 9 months and 5 months, they just cannot get together, even on a 7 month basis. Segeitnish. So therefore, a shor and set, you try to bring them together, it's not going to work. So, therefore, she'iyat yochel oitzi kelayim b'neim is oy l'rabis kelayim. The oy comes to tell you, on my own common sense would say, shor or set, they can't produce kelayim, so therefore kelayim is probably out of it. Shor or set. So Dr. Pasik, oy, to go and add kelayim. Got me coaching, sit. If you made it a kesev eis, you could produce kelaim, a Mr. Sheep with a Mrs. Goat, or vice versa. And therefore, I would think kesev eis includes kelaim, because the two can get together and produce a kesev eis, a mixed breed of kesev eis. Oy lemayetu, and that's what oy comes to disqualify and to exclude a kelaim from bringing for a cart. So therefore, it depends on the context. Okay, that's a good teretz, but we just left out one factor here, and that is the gabi kodshim. We said it says kesev ve'eisha tiyochel hoitzi kelayim. One second, let's go back to the original brisa. The brisa said shor oy chesev prat lekelayim, oy eis prat lenidme. It wasn't the kesev and eis that we used to go and exclude kelayim, but we used the shor oy chesev. And shor yichasev, we just said by uns, by shor oiseh, ki ignev ish shor oiseh, that the oi comes l'rabbis, because shor and seh cannot produce kelaim together. And here we're doing shor oichasev, same shor oichasev cannot produce kelaim together. Instead of saying oi l'rabbis, we're saying oi prat l'kelaim. For the moment, I'll be coaching nami nemer shor oichasev. Shein ati yochel oitzi kelaim ibinem, and benarbi, and therefore one should be marbe, just like by the case of Geneva. And yet, we said in the Braisa that we're memayit, and we're saying prat l'kelaim. So we have, really, it's a stira l'chor the two psukim. By uns, the case of Geneva, it says shor oiseh, and we're using that oi lehoitzi, lemayit, and there the Gabi Korvitz says shor oichasev. I'm sorry. I want to see Barry what doing in the chat. It's not true. I forgot. I made a mistake. So here the shor oiseh comes lerabois, and there the shor oichasev comes lemayit. Make up your mind. Everything I'll tell you why. Minasefer by the carbon, we continued on. Oy eis pratlin idme minasefer lemayid reishin ami lemayid. Therefore, that's a myth. Some two oys presumably are in the same level, the same
direction.
Oh, good. So therefore, this lemayid is also lemayid. Freitimor adara. Why don't you say just the opposite? Minareisha l'rabbi. Since we started off Sharei Chesed, and we learned from Sharei said that since they cannot produce Kelayim, so the Oi comes l'rabbi. So let's say Sharei Chesed also is l'rabbi, and Oi Eiz is also l'rabbi. Why don't we go say Minareisha l'rabbi, say for Nami l'rabbi. Says anymore, no, that you couldn't say. Hi, Mai. Iyam Rabbi Shloim l'mayit, who the Itzrich, or who the Itzrich, trei miyuti. If you're going to go and tell me that the first Oi is a miyut, and the second oy is also a miyut, then it works nicely. The avagav the imit kelayim, even though kelayim has been disqualified to bring for a carbon, it's tzrichel mutei nidme. I have to go and still say nidme. Why would I still have to say nidme? Because after all, nidme, both the father and the mother were pure breed se or pure breed eis. They were perfect, but nevertheless, somehow, some moifis, something happened, and it looks different.
They can't be purebred. If there's an inmed, that's proof.
That's why I told you, I don't know if it ever happened. Abba Maisa, both the father and the mother, looked exactly like Tzoyin. They asked the Shavchan, he said, yeah, I have a resume. 12 doiduses have been Tzoyin, and 12 doiduses have been Tzoyin. Mamish, match made in heaven, Motsu Minas Minoi, it looks beautiful. But Lamaisa comes out of Nidma. It's not my fault. Anyway, whether this actually happens or not is irrelevant. The point is, I have a pasuk l'muti nidme to go and tell you, nidme is disqualified. But eli yamris l'rabois, if you're going to go and tell me I'm a marbe kilayim, the trei ribuy loma, what would I need two ribuy for? Hash the kilayim irbilei. Once I would go and say that you're allowed to go and use kilayim, which are two separate, different minim. It's a min b'she'ein a minoi. And you say, no, it's kosher. Don't worry about it. It's kosher. No problem. Oh, nidme b'vayitzach nidme avadon avadon, because both of them were from the same. Therefore, Jok Dimora, that's why, bottom line, I have to learn that the Shor Oiches B'Eis is used for Prat L'Kelayim, and the Shor Oiches is used to go and let Rabbis Kelayim. Meachem to be continued tomorrow. Boy, say, have a wonderful day.